This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump.
That's right. Good Monday morning with you. Taz and the Moose with you. Right here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage, Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way. Provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Pete across the way. Bogish with your updates. We go take you for the next 3 hours right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. Hopefully everyone out there enjoyed their St. Patrick's Day. Safe and sound. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, bro?
Too much corned beef, bro.
There you go.
Too much sodium. Got to hydrate today, folks.
Yes.
Especially me. Just too much corned beef.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did. How about you?
Good. Yeah. It was a good
day. You guys found a spot? You had a little chicken palm? You said you had it.
We had like a brunch. Yes. Don and Jackson ran a 5K.
How'd they do?
Good. They did well. Jackson ran it in 22 minutes.
Oh, kidding me? Really?
No, I'm serious.
Kid's fast. Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty good.
22:38.
5K.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Six.
Man, you got a marathon today. That's very impressive, dude.
Yeah.
He's got good cardio. He's like his old man.
No, not like me. Not like me.
And how about Donna?
They actually finished the time together.
Oh, they do. I didn't know how it works with the kids.
No, they ran together.
The kid just runs amok.
They stayed together.
They stayed together. All right. Wow. That's awesome. That's great.
He beat all of Donna's cousins.
That's great.
He was behind them.
Man, he's a stud. That's awesome. Good for him. That's great. That's cool.
So it was good. Yeah.
Good weather for that, too. At least it was nice out. It was a little chilly, but it wasn't hot or anything like that.
There was no corned beef yesterday for us. So we're not, well, I'm not in your situation where I'm trying to load up on the water.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right? The sodium.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. That's how they get it to where very, very salty.
Too much. Way too much of it. I think too much cabbage too, so it could be a little issue here.
That's
a whole nother story.
Well, at least it was corned beef and cabbage and not the beer.
No. Oh,
God. Anyway. So it is a Monday. Yeah. We got you for the next 3 hours, right up until 9 a.m. Hopefully everyone out there had a great weekend. Taz, as college basketball is in the focus, and rightfully so, is the Field of 68 was unveiled last night on CBS, which we were promoting all week long last week at 6 o'clock Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, after all the championship games and the Big Ten title game went final as Michigan State came back and beat Michigan for the third time this year. And number one, you look at, they went back to the old format on unveiling the brackets and not holding you for the entire hour. As people were breaking stories on Twitter, the last past couple of years, Taz, in terms of who was in and who was out. And I thought, finally, I mean, they got it right.
Yeah,
they listened to the audience, you and I, everyone else complaining.
Sure.
Last year, I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. They went back to the old way to where they give you the information, you're there. By 6:36 last night, all four brackets were unveiled. That's what you want. I mean, then you throw in the selection committee chair, the interview there, the puff interview for 7-8 minutes. He gives you some non-answers, and then away you go. You can get into your evening and start getting into your brackets. But they did what they needed to do. I thought they did a nice job with the show last night.
Yeah, they rolled it out right. Good interviews afterwards, too. I love interviews. You know me.
Yeah.
A good interview. But the thing is, you're right. You didn't have to sit around and wait. And I was happy about that because I had some things I had to do, and I'm like, well, I got to record this now, and then I got to sit there forever and fast forward. But I didn't have to. I just was able to watch the whole thing. They rolled it out within 30 minutes and changed. So it was nice.
They did it. I mean, listen, and it was not a typical year, Taz, where we're waking up on this Monday morning or last night where people are screaming and hollering about the bubble and who was in and who was out.
Yes.
It was, as they say in the trade, kind of a soft bubble. There weren't really a lot of teams at the end where you're screaming, why isn't this team in? Why isn't that team out? And And I think for college basketball, I think that's fine. I mean, some years it's going to be, you know, you're going to get that where the committee is going to maybe make a mistake or two and maybe put give a little too much credence to the power conferences and not give, you know, the mid-majors enough of the credit that they deserve. But I think this year, I think for the most part, you know, I think for the most part they got it right. I mean, am I going to really scream about Alabama, Indiana, TCU, or UNC Greensboro on this Monday morning that they're not in? I mean, for specific reasons, those teams are not in, and other teams were able to get in. You know, you look at the last four teams that did get in, you know, St. John's being one of those teams, and we know that, you know, Belmont, Temple, Arizona State, and St. John's were the last four at-large teams that were in. Here's what I did recognize, and we can get through, you know, who got the ones and the power of the overall brackets. Right. But I think for the most part, I thought the selection committee did a decent enough job.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's a little different than college football where everyone always has some sort of gripe. It seems like college football never gets it right. I know you and I always get into that, and it's always awesome conversation. But you're right. I think with the NCAA basketball and who they got in, who didn't, I think it's good. And you're right about like teams like TCU or Indiana or Bama or UNC Greensboro. I don't think anyone's going to really pound their chest or pound the table. I mean, say, oh, what the heck happened? I don't. I agree with you on that. So I think they got it right for the most part. I mean, I think it's going to be an awesome tournament as usual.
Yeah, I think it's going to be entertaining, as it usually is. And that's really the part of the committee is to not only get the right 68 teams in, right, and the right at large teams in, Taz, which I think this year they probably did. Even the big UNC Greensboro fans, I apologize, but I do think the right teams did get in. But the other thing is the matchups, right? You want to make sure that the matchups are right so it leads to good basketball games because we all want to be entertained. I mean, it's not only just getting the right teams in, Taz, but it's also about setting the right match, you know, and putting the team on the right line to where you're going to get great basketball games because that's why – you know, it is March Madness. That's why we watch. That's why we sit back and enjoy because you want to see the buzzer beaters. You want to see the upsets. You want to see Cinderella go on a run. But you also want to watch great college basketball. So that's part of what the selection committee needs to do as well. Looks at the strengths and weaknesses of each respective team. And just like setting a boxing match or a wrestling match or anything like that, you want to styles make fights. And you want to make sure that you put together the right matchups, especially the opening round, so you get great basketball to get momentum throughout the course of the tournament.
And that's what I enjoy about like the day the tournament, the day the field is announced, but the games early in the day, those last few or handful of conference championship games, I enjoy those, Moose, because that's when you see the teams that are really they're up against it. They want to win their conference. That's a huge thing in any college sport to win your conference, you know. But then you see, like, for example, like Auburn yesterday. Auburn just turned it up on Tennessee. I watched the bulk of that game. I was like, wow, this Auburn team, they're coming in ranked 22 in the country, and they take in conference championship and the SEC championship, and they take Tennessee, was ranked 8th. And beat the dog daylights out of them, 84-64. So I look at Auburn and I'm watching. It's the second time I saw them play this year. And I'm like, wow, really impressed, man. But like that last day, like meaning yesterday, that the conference, the end of the conference games, even the Ivy League game at Harvard and Yale, you really see some stuff jump out, which happened for me.
Yeah, and Auburn's one of those teams where if they shoot the ball really well for Bruce Pearl, they could beat anybody.
Oh,
but if they have a bad night shooting the basketball, they could also lose to anybody, too.
I like them, though.
Yeah, I get it. And yesterday it was one of those games in which the Auburn Tigers have put on an absolute shooting display and destroyed Tennessee, and we're clearly the better basketball team. And that's what makes them very, very dangerous as a 5 seed in the upcoming tournament.
Yeah, the thing is, check it out. So I'm watching the game yesterday with Auburn, Tennessee, right? And throughout the first half of the game, I mean, they got the camera on Pearl because, you know, he's very – they got a split screen.
Very animated.
Very animated. It's very funny, right? Really funny. It got to a point, though, this game, like early going to the game was great. I mean, these two teams are battling the first few minutes of the game. And they kept showing Pearl. I'm like, God, I know how funny it is watching him, and he's very entertaining. But stop with the split screen. I just want to watch the game.
I know. They're going to give you what people think you want, which is Bruce Pearl being animated.
He's funny,
there on the sideline for the Auburn Tigers. I think overall, Taz, we've given credit certainly to the selection committee. I've got no issue with the four number one seeds. Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, and Gonzaga. I know three of the four we do know, all coming out of the ACC, but I think North Carolina beat Duke twice in the course of the regular season. You know, we all know how good Duke is, especially with Zion Williamson healthy and on the court. You know, you saw that in the ACC tournament, him go up, put on a show.
Amazing.
And we've talked about it basically since early November that it's Duke and everybody else in college basketball. How do they not deserve a number one? Virginia, you know, for Tony Bennett, what they did over the course of the regular season, even though, you know, they disappointed in the ACC semifinal against Florida State, how do you not look at Virginia and say Virginia deserves a one? And then Gonzaga, you know, beat Duke in the regular season when Duke was at its high point, when Zion was flying, grabbing all the headlines across the country. I do think the one team I would probably make an argument that could have potentially been a one would have been Michigan State. And I don't think that, you know, maybe the one big issue I have with the selection committee, Taz, is I think Michigan State is probably the strongest two when I look at the other twos across the country. And they stick them in the same region as Duke.
Yeah, that's good luck.
See,
it just makes it like ultra hard,
right.
And I agree.
It's kind of like you hit them with the double whammy. Not only are you not a number one, right? We give it to Gonzaga, all right. Not only or one of the other ACC teams, whatever it might have or fell, and then you look at Michigan State. All right, they were the regular season Big Ten champs. They just won the Big Ten championship. You know, the tournament that they beat Michigan three times over the course of the year. You know, clearly Izzo is the class of a pretty good conference. You took a number of teams out of that conference. You make them a two, but you put the strongest two in the in the same region as probably as the number one overall seed in the entire tournament, Duke.
It's a tough look.
See, I would to me, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I would, you know, the beneficiary or what should be the benefit, Taz, of being the number one overall seed, which Duke is having the weakest two.
You figure you earned that, right?
Right. It should be one. Right. If you're gonna grade them out, right, it should be, if you're going to grade them out 1 through 68, it should be 1-8, 2-7, 3-6, 4-5, right?
Right, right.
And the 4 would be your weakest number one seed, and the 5 would be your strongest two seed. So Michigan State should be with the weakest number one seed, whoever it might be. So I would probably say Michigan State should be in the South region with Virginia, and then instead of being in the East region with Duke.
Yeah, where they got to deal with Duke. And anybody in that region's got to deal with Duke, right?
Right.
So, you know, listen, I know it's tough. I mean, there's so many teams that you know, the committee's got to put in. But I get your drift, and I agree with you. I mean, the only thing the only thing with Michigan State, like, their turnovers, they got some turnover issues on that team. But otherwise, you know, obviously the coach is a legend, and the way they ball is great. But it's going to be tough out of the East, dude. I mean, you know, because, and like you just said it, and I'll just echo it, we've talked about it ad nauseum for good reason. It kind of feels like Duke and everybody else, you know, in the country. I mean, they just, and watching Zion over the weekend, dude, the guy is just,
oh, he's a monster.
It's as advertised. It's like, we hype athletes all the time. Guys and girls who do what we do, hype athletes. And a lot of times, sometimes it's exaggerated by accident, and sometimes it's deserved. This kid, it's like, I don't know if there's enough hype because he's such, just so freaky how he plays and how big and how athletic. So he makes a really strong Duke team greater. It's unreal.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about his brilliance. The one knock on Duke is they can't shoot the three. I mean, and they are a bricklaying team from the outside. They shoot the ball 30% from three. That's really, usually you get a Coach K team, and they're not great on the glass, or they can play small ball, and they're a really good three-point shooting team. Taz, this is not a good three-point team for Duke.
Right.
But they can overcome that with the sheer talent that they have. Cam Reddish, Barrett, and obviously the great Zion Williamson. You know, if you are the Spartans, you wake up, you look at that bracket get unveiled, and then you look at Michigan, right? You look at the Wolverines.
Right.
Wolverines as a two-seed in the West, right? They're in the same, you know, little mini bracket as Texas Tech, right? The 4 seed in that region is Florida State. The 5 is Marquette. The number 1 seed is Gonzaga. I would think I'd rather be Michigan sitting in the West than I would rather be Michigan State sitting in the East. And that should not be the case. See,
good point.
Michigan loses the Big Ten championship game, Taz.
Right.
And they actually have a easier trip to the Final Four in Minneapolis than the team that they just lost to that were a better team overall over the course of the year.
Yeah.
And that's not that. I mean, I know I'm hammering that Michigan State, but I actually feel bad for
them.
I do too.
I
saw the region.
No, I agree.
That's
I agree.
The last place you want to be. And I think they're the, I think they're the argument. I know people were screaming maybe Tennessee should be a number one seed.
I like them too.
Yeah,
I mean, I like
get
Tennessee.
That. But and Rick Barnes has done a nice job with them.
They're
but
loaded. Would, that Ross is loaded, as you know. Yeah, yeah.
Right. But I think Michigan State's probably the better two seed if I look at it comparing two seeds. Michigan State, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Michigan are your two seeds.
Yeah. Yeah, and you make a good point about the West. I mean, obviously Gonzaga's, you know, the one you talked about that, and you're spot on. I think a team in that thing that maybe Michigan has to deal with on the West side is Buffalo too, which will be a shocker. Buffalo's a mid-major, that's legit. They it sounds crazy. Buffalo, yeah, no, and you know this, Moose, they're legit.
Yeah, good team.
They got a really good team, and you got to be careful of those type teams. They could be those bracket buster type teams. But, yeah, no, I feel you on the Michigan State thing. I do. I do feel you on that. And we'll see. That's what makes these games, the tournament, I mean, and the games we're fixing to see here over the next, you know, times, it makes it great. It makes it fun. It does.
And everyone's screaming yesterday a little bit, well, you know, Midwest region, right? How do they put Kansas as the four seed? They got to get themselves to Kansas City, right? The regional finals would be Kansas. You know, but I don't know if they're going to – I got to be honest with you. Watching Kansas and watching Auburn, if it ends up being a 4-5 matchup in the round of 32,
Auburn.
I think Auburn's going to beat them. No, I mean,
Eagle.
Right, exactly. So, I agree with you. Yeah. So I don't think they're going to necessarily get themselves to Kansas City in order to do that. But,
I agree with you.
I mean, there's a lot to – you know, and this is a great time because now you look at the brackets.
Yeah, it's fun.
You start to fill it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
well,
and Taz and the Moose, we've got our own bracket challenge,
yes,
correct?
We do. Yes, we do. We do. Right, Mike? Hello? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, Taz, Moose, yes. And so now, how does it work? Because I had my bracket filled out last night. I know we did this last year.
Filled it out already? It's all done?
Well, kind of was done. And then I didn't save it. And then this morning, opened the computer, and guess
it's
what?
Gone.
Gonski.
Yeah,
it was gone. Not even to be found.
That's
so fun. I didn't save it.
Time.
So
good.
I know I have time, but I like to be prepared. And I even asked Mike last night. I texted him, when are you filling out your bracket? This before the thing even was, he's like, well, probably tonight, Taz, or tomorrow. I felt like I put you under the gun, and you didn't want to be, you know?
I didn't. I mean, I was lying. I had no answer. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
we got to get in by Thursday at noon.
That I know. Yes. I'll be prepared for that.
Thursday at noon.
That's what you have to do.
I've changed mine a few times, but I don't know what to do.
So we tweeted out, Taz of the Moose.
Yeah.
So sign up. We got to figure out exactly what we're going to put on the line to the champion, correct?
There's no fee, by the way. This is free.
No,
like everything
free.
Else we do here is free.
Yeah, that's we're not we're not running a gambling ring here. We're not taking 10% off the top.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah,
it's $50 entries. So Taz needs a new boat.
Yeah, I got to get a new flag on my boat.
I know.
Need an orange and black flag. No, so we got to have some kind of a – what did we do last year? Remember what we did last year? Because I don't remember. Who won? Was there a prize? What did we do?
The person that came in last had to buy the rest of the group breakfast.
That's right. Of the five of us.
Right.
Who was that?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I can check.
There's a lot that goes on. No, don't worry about it. All right. So
no, I think you did.
I know. Because there was a whole issue with the food. And
that's right.
Right,
and
I think you bought
food.
You and I finishing last. I think I finished in second to last. I think Bilotti was the champion, was he not?
Well, he wins everything we do here.
Bilotti was grand champion.
By the way, want to hear something funny, Moose?
What's that?
Pete, say good morning to the audience.
Good morning.
I know, he's got a
he's got the voice issue.
Was there a wrestling event last night, Pete?
Yeah, he was yelling at a TV. Probably watched something on YouTube.
What's that?
Don't even try.
Were you watching Japanese wrestling?
Yes.
2 o'clock this morning?
Yes.
Watching Luchadors.
See,
so we got to put something on the line between the two of us, between all of us, and then we got to whoever wins it, we got to do something for them.
You mean the people, the public?
Correct.
God,
we got to give them some incentive to enter.
What's the a shout out that we mentioned your name on the radio? What do we got to give these people? How much? All these people, T-shirts. This I can't afford this.
No, I'm not saying we have to give it to the top 10. Whoever wins, we should send them something.
Oh God, enough! Everybody needs a gift. Everybody needs a prize.
Well, what's the
How
point
about
of
just a shout out? Hey, good job, Bob.
Well, let me ask you, what is that? You know, that does nothing. Come on,
you should feel good. Hey, Taz, it was
for like 2 seconds, and then like a week later, it'll be like, who won that tournament? By the way,
then they go to the podcast. They listen to the podcast, and they can hear their name.
You got to give them a little bit of a carrot out there,
right?
You
got to
come up with something.
How about a bag of carrots? I'm joking.
I know that's fine. We'll think of something. But go to Taz of the Moose on Twitter. Check out the link. Sign up free. Cost you nothing. and sign up for the Taz and the Moose Bracket Challenge 2019. Raging success in 2018. 2019, we are bringing it back. It is Taz and the Moose. What are your thoughts on the Field of 68 as the brackets get unveiled last night? Yes, we can. We can legally use this music.
Yes, we're allowed.
Yes.
We're told to. Kind of. Raging success, as you said.
That's exactly right. It was. It's
a lot of people signed up. A lot of people did.
Yeah, yeah. Right, and whoever signed up last year, you're auto signed up this year. Fill out that bracket.
So you're in no matter if you want to be in or
yes,
you don't.
Yes, you're in. You're in. Even if you're like, I haven't listened to those guys in 6 months.
Why am I in this bracket?
Right. What is this? I'm getting updates. Your calls, reaction of the Field of 68. It's Taz, it's Moose on a Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Who will be college basketball's national champion? Make sure you call in and give your opinion on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, are you rooting for Duke or rooting against Duke? We'll get into that here momentarily. But first time on this Monday morning, he's with us. It's Bogish.
Oh, three.
He's trolling.
2-1.
They laughing and rolling their eyes because I'm so wide and nerdy.
What's up, Andrew?
Oh, hey, yeah. Best friends.
Hey, good buddy.
There he is. Here's a report sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The madness begins tomorrow night with Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View A&M. That is the first game of the first four in Dayton, then Belmont and Temple, then North Carolina Central, North Dakota State, and St. John's, Arizona State on Wednesday. Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, and Gonzaga, meanwhile, wait patiently in the main bracket as the one seeds. Second time in tourney history, the same conference has three number ones. The Big East was the first to do that back in 2009. Auburn is as hot as anybody in the field after thumping Tennessee by 20 to win the SEC tourney yesterday for the first time since 1985. Now head coach Bruce Pearl is thinking about the Sweet 16.
We've got three teams out there that we need to beat to get to the Sweet 16, Northeastern, Kansas, and New Mexico State, and that's how we're approaching it.
Auburn is the 5 seed in the Midwest. New Mexico State is first on Thursday in Salt Lake City, then the Kansas Northeastern winner. In the NBA, Lou Williams breaking Ned Hart's and Clipper Radio's at Staples Center.
They find Gallinari, right side to Lou, three to shoot, moves to the center of the floor, fires a three, this is for the game! We've got a winner! Hot damn!
Hot damn!
119-116, the Clippers win it at the buzzer! Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness.
Oh my almighty. Why does that happen? What's the overmodulation?
Don't look at me. Ask Pete.
That's
ask
not
Pete.
Pete's fault. It's the story. No, that's not Pete's fault.
No, he's the engineer. He would only be able to explain these things.
Able to understand.
He'd be able to explain these things because he's an engineer.
Pete, can you explain?
Well, the levels aren't right.
Speak up, Pete. What?
The levels aren't right.
What's that, Pete?
Please stop.
Yes. You can't speak.
Sorry. The microphone's too hot over there.
Thanks. That means loud, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. That's inside terms.
The levels are too
terms
high.
Of the industry.
The levels are too high, as I say for the fifth time.
Again, another inside term for the business.
The right levels.
Levels.
Too
that
high.
Means yes. How the audio. Okay, good.
Correct.
That was Brian Seaman and an unnamed engineer on Clippers Radio. Williams stealing back a 119-116 victory. Oh, that's funny. His team led by 10 with 62 seconds left.
Yes.
You didn't realize that when you read it?
I was debating whether or not to address your comment. He actually for a while wanted to be C-Man. Like he really wanted to to avoid any
confusion.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
That is ridiculous. You're right. So he wanted to be that's his birth given name.
Right.
He should be proud of that.
It is. Taz. Yeah. The Rockets down the T-Wolves 117-102. Orlando topped Atlanta 101-91. And the Pistons got by the Raptors 110-107 to sweep their three-game season series. Detroit has won 14 of 18 overall. Russell Westbrook suspended for tonight's game with Miami for receiving his 16th technical foul of the season over the weekend. Didn't know this was a thing. Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch suspended for yesterday's spring training game for Friday's exchange with umpire Angel Hernandez.
He tossed Hinch after one pitch in the bottom of the first inning for arguing balls and strikes. Hinch called Hernandez unprofessional and arrogant afterwards. The Miami Dolphins have reportedly signed veteran QB Ryan Fitzpatrick, while veteran Saints center Max Unger, retiring just shy of his 33rd birthday, New Orleans has signed veteran Nick Easton to replace him. Nick Novak is
that
the... It does, right?
Yeah, Unger's a good player.
Nick Novak is the Lou Williams of the AAF, the veteran kicker, a buzzer-beating 44-yard field goal last night to give Birmingham a 32-29 win in San Diego. The Iron had lost two in a row. And Rory McIlroy, a one-shot win over Jim Furyk at the Players Championship. Guys,
well, there you go. Thank you, Andrew. Yes. Appreciate it. Mention, you know, the field of 68, number one overall seed is the Duke Blue Devils with Zion Barrett, Coach K, Cam Reddish. We know that they struggle at times from the free throw line, and we know that they're one of the worst shooting outside shooting teams in the entire country. As they shoot about 30% from the floor from behind the 3-point arc, so that's a problem. We've seen them go ice cold, kind of really, you know, not part and parcel with a Coach K team. Usually, he's got some really good shooters on his team. Not this year, and not with this group. Now, with that being said, they're still supremely gifted and. They're probably going to have the top two players picked in next July's June's NBA draft and when that gets going, Taz. But there's obviously a lot of hate toward Duke across the country. You know, what I think people love to hate them, and there are a lot of people that root for Duke. So when you go to this tournament and you're filling out your bracket, you know, you're obviously there to try and win something, unless you're in part of our bracket challenge where you win absolutely nothing.
Well, that's the key. Yes, that's what we
motivate people. That's right. But in most brackets, when you fill it out, there's something on the line. Usually it's cash.
Let's interrupt you for a second. Because, Mike, you weren't in this conversation. Mikey B, when I was talking during the break, Mike had a good idea. So am I allowed to share this with the audience, Mike? What do you think?
It's
basically a rundown. Like one of our rundowns for the show, you know, we don't work off a script, but we have a rundown, breakdown of things on the show. We do a signed rundown for everybody.
Oh, that's nice.
I thought maybe, we throw it in an envelope, fold it up, send it away. Mike said, no, we got to put it in like a frame. He wants to do like a whole frame thing with glass on it too, or plexiglass.
Because
it gets expensive after a while. So, you know, I mean, how much do you want to do here?
Well, that's like,
who's going
to
ship it?
This doesn't have to be custom framed.
No, I think that's what Mike wants to
do.
Bro, he wants to get a custom frame.
Oh, nice. Okay.
He's a big framer.
That's a good idea. Now we'll sign it.
So there you go. We got something you're getting. People are getting something else for free. You win, you get a signed rundown, personalized to you.
Right. The entire team. Everybody.
Right. All of us.
You, me, Bilotti, Biseglia, Bogish.
Thanks for breaking down the people that work on the show.
I just want to make sure everybody. We don't leave anybody out.
How about what's his name?
That's it.
Dan. No. What about what's his name? Tobias.
Not Heller.
Heller. Yeah.
No. So. The regulars.
Heller's a good guy, though.
I understand he's a good guy. The regulars.
He's like a man on an island.
When you fill out your bracket.
Yeah.
He's not. No, he's got a full-time job.
I just wanted to say it about somebody. He's a man without an island.
So when you fill out your bracket and you got your field of 68 here, you're rooting for or against Duke. We were talking a little bit about it during the course of the break, Taz, before you got in that in-depth conversation with Biseglia. The very fact remains is that I think I am actually going to be rooting for Duke because I'd like to see Zion win a championship and cut down the nets. He's been great for college basketball. Duke has been must-see TV the entire college basketball season. I understand that he's got riches that are coming his way in June, and this is not his ultimate goal. His goal is to be a star in the NBA, and he will be a star. Mm-hmm. But he showed you how passionate he is about Duke basketball.
Yeah.
He showed you that he is fully committed to being a college basketball player. He showed you that when he signed up, and even after he suffered that slight knee sprain in the Carolina game, going back, 5-6 weeks ago now, Taz, that he was willing to cut back. He did come back. He wasn't going to shut it down. And he did come back and has played brilliantly upon his return in the ACC tournament. I would like to see that get rewarded.
Right.
Well, it's so that's why I am rooting for Duke to cut down the nets in Minneapolis and win a national championship. I'm going to root for the Duke.
I'm not
rooting against.
I'm not rooting for them, but I'm not – it's hard to explain. Everything you said about Zion, I agree with. Okay, the kid is, he's dialed in. Okay, he's dialed in, and what he does, what he brings there, besides the points he scores and how excellent of a defense he plays, besides all that, what Williamson does is he brings an unbelievable exuberance to that squad when he's on that court. His energy and exuberance is unbelievable, and it's contagious to anybody that's playing next to him in a Blue Devil uniform.
No doubt.
It's unbelievable. Like, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be a basketball fan. You watch this kid play his sport, and you see within a minute how much he loves to play, how hard he plays, how clean he plays, and how much passion just resonates off his body. It's unbelievable. It really is.
It is. So you're rooting. So what's the answer? You're rooting for?
The answer is this, okay?
Because you talked around.
No, I'm not talking around, sir.
Yeah, a little bit.
Listen, you asked me during the break who
are
I had.
Are you rooting
Let
for?
Me, can
or
I finish
again?
My
no,
sentence?
No.
Why can't I finish my
we'll
sentence?
Well, unveil your field and your final four here momentarily. No, but my question was, are you rooting for or against Duke?
Well, I know why you asked me this question. Because you know who I picked to win.
I do know who you picked to win.
Nobody else knows. You know. So that's why you're a little perplexed.
Well, no. But put your bracket aside.
But I might change.
Are you rooting? Are you going to root for Duke to win the title, or are you rooting against them?
I like the underdog.
So you're rooting against them?
Can I finish?
You're going to root for somebody else to win the
national championship.
Can I
answer the question, or you have to answer for me? Do you have to answer for me all the time?
Don't fence this.
I'm not fencing anything.
Don't play both sides.
I'm not going to fence.
Don't play both sides.
Listen.
I love Duke, but I'm picking Tennessee.
I do love Tennessee. Here's my thing, to be honest with you. All kidding aside.
Okay.
All right. So, I do think Duke is the best team. I do think Duke is the best team. I do. And I love the Zion Williamson, the whole deal with him. Everything you just talked about and I just talked about.
Right.
I do. But I also, like a lot of folks, I like an underdog. I don't want to see, most of the times, the favorite win. Unless they're my team. I have no dog in the fight with Duke. I know you don't either. I might change who I think is going to win the tournament. I might change my pick. That's
all right, so you're going to root against Duke?
I think so. Just because of this conversation, I'm going to root against Duke.
You're going to root against. So you're now you flipped it a little bit. You're going to root against Duke.
Well, because I'm starting to feel
that's
like
fine.
I don't want to be like just where it's obvious you're picking Duke and like everybody and their mother's going to pick Duke.
I get it. That means you have to be, if you're going to pick Duke to win, if you're filling out a bracket, pick Duke to win a national championship, you got to be really good early.
Are you picking Duke to win the whole thing?
I believe I will, yeah.
Because it's hard not to when you say you're rooting for them. And I said the same thing. I'm rooting like for the kid Zion and his passion. It's kind of hard not to. That's why you're accusing me of things like fencing. So, which I'm not doing.
No, you talked up Duke and then you picked somebody. I just would like to answer the question. You got to root for or against them.
I know at times you feel that this is a courthouse and you're the judge. And I'm sitting in you're a prosecutor, and I'm sitting in that little cube next to the judge.
Right.
So that's not what this is.
You're
this
on the
is a radio
stand.
Show,
that
sir.
Is a witness
It's a morning
sir.
Show. I'm a co-host to this show. And you
that
are my co-host partner. So I know at times I got to have moose in my face with the hotline under me. Answer the question!
I would just like
that's my morning, sir, every day.
Just like
I'm integrated by my co-host.
I was not asking you.
Just give me the answer. One word to ask. Yes or no, Duke or
not? I'm not asking whether or not,
killing me. I'm like sweating. It's sick, too.
I'm like, I'm not asking you to run through the pros and negatives of VCU.
Tough loss in the A-10. Yeah,
the pros and cons of VCU. I was just asking whether or not you're rooting for or against Duke.
Yeah, I know. I didn't expect that segment to go that way. But this is
you're rooting against. I'm rooting for.
Oh, God.
I root for. Taz is
so
against.
So you're not changing your pick?
I'm not, no.
You got Duke champion.
Duke is going to be my national champion.
I have that right now on my thing. I didn't export it. I do have, Mike, look, I'm not, Pete, look, I'm telling the
I
truth.
Got you.
There it is. Moose saw this earlier. There you see the big blue D. But it's not exported. So if it's not exported, that means it's not locked. The big blue D. It's not locked in.
I got it. Thank you.
So that's what I'm saying. So I might change this up. I might change this up.
All
because
right.
I don't, especially if you're going to have Duke winning, I can't have Duke winning. It's and you know those two gentlemen behind the glass that work on the show.
Mike's going to have Virginia.
He's going to lose. Bennett. Yeah, he's going to lose. He better hope they don't come across UMBC. They're not, but you get my joke.
Make sure to go to Taz of the Moose on Twitter. Sign up for the Taz of the Moose Bracket Challenge. What do you get if you are victorious and it's not anybody on this show? You will get a signed rundown from everybody that is on the show, and it will be framed by Spiseglia.
Sounds awesome.
That's exactly right.
So get one of those plastic frames.
Over to Home Goods.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like, just like $2.
Right. It'll be a mirrored frame.
Oh. Wow, wow, wow. We got Gold Cobra. How'd we get this? Okay.
It's Taz and the Moose.
Limp Bizkit song.
Wow. Yeah, we got it. Yeah,
sidetracked.
We played it before. Really? You got sidetracked? It's Taz and the Moose.
Tough on me. It's a Monday.
No.
Killing me over here. Beat me up.
I'm not beating you up. It's Taz and the Moose on a Monday morning. Who you got? Who do you like to win the national championship? Plus, the Dolphins have got themselves a new quarterback. We'll get into that next. It's Taz Moose on a Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
When are we going to announce the brackets?
Wait, who we're selecting?
Yeah, yeah, you and
Thursday.
I.
Thursday.
You going to all do it Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday morning, the day of the tournament.
All right. Well, I kind of messed up because we both announced who we have winning already, and that's kind of, we probably should have did that.
To me, that doesn't bother me because I think you separate yourself by who you have in the Sweet 16,
Elite
Eight. Yeah. Who your other Final Four teams are. Go perfect 4-for-4. Goal out in Minneapolis. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. It is time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are exact fit for your vehicle with brands you trust like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
It's just hard to go against Zion. I don't want to pick Duke. It's just hard. I don't know. I'm looking at my Final Four, which I'm not saying that. That I'm not putting out there yet. And I'm looking at this. I'm like, oh, man. It's just hard to, if that kid stays healthy, it's hard to go against him.
Well, I mean, the knocks on Duke is that, like I mentioned before,
they're not
a good shooting team.
Yeah.
So we've seen them struggle. But, yeah, it's difficult. I mean, that's what makes them the number one overall seed. But every time the number one overall seed doesn't win it every single year either. So
sidebar. You know I didn't get the email, right? The reply?
Nope.
You know what I'm talking about?
To Bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never nothing. Nothing. Never nothing. That's a good one. Nothing.
Yeah,
Zilch. Cricket
I didn't think
Jones.
You would.
Yeah, nothing. I thought it would happen. Didn't happen.
Yeah, no.
But
no.
That's just a follow up.
Well, on the video, correct.
Yeah.
We got to talk to some other people about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, I don't know.
Move down the line a little bit.
Otherwise, we look like.
Well, you got to get something going here. Got to get a little bit of momentum.
The 2 days, I thought it went pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it went well.
A lot of views.
We got to get something moving. Well, we will. We'll get it going.
You're very optimistic, Moose. That's what's great about you. It really is. You're just such an optimistic presence.
Well, it's like a yin and yang. You're very negative. I try to be positive.
I'm not negative. That's not
I try to be positive.
I am not negative. I'm more of a pessimist. It's not negative. Well, I guess. But it's not negativity. It's more of I've been beaten down in my career.
I got you.
So that's why. I'm kind of very, I just don't think a lot of good things will happen.
Well,
so,
hopefully that is not.
Negative.
Well, hopefully that right. Hopefully that's not the case, and we get some good things going here, right?
Yeah.
That is the goal.
That's the beauty, Moose. You just pick me up when I'm down.
That's it. I don't know if you can necessarily say that if you're a Dolphin fan, though, right?
Oh no.
Because as Teddy Bridgewater decided to say thanks but no thanks to the starting quarterback job down in Miami. And decide to sign up for $7.5 million down in New Orleans. And I get, and we all get the reason why, is because Peyton's there. They love him. They think he's a great leader. They love what he does in that locker room on a day-in, day-out basis and the celebrations after Saints victories. And Bridgewater probably looks at it and says, you know, Drew Brees is, you know, in his 40s here. He's not getting any, you know, not getting any younger.
Right,
there's
going
to come a point in time where I'm still in my 20s, that I could step in and be the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints in this organization, an organization probably that I trust a whole hell of a lot more than I do the Miami Dolphins. So Bridgewater says thanks but no thanks, takes his $7.5 million one-year deal, and goes back to New Orleans to be the backup quarterback for Drew Brees and the Saints. So now Miami's looking for a quarterback, right? They traded Ryan Tannehill to Tennessee to be the backup for Mariota up there. So Ryan Tannehill's now gone. You've got a new head coach in Flores, an organization probably that defines from the owner on down, the word dysfunction. So they have to find themselves a quarterback. It's not going to be Blake Bortles, who was just let go by Jacksonville. Who do they sign? Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I know. A 36-year-old journeyman.
Ryan, who's played for your Bills, who's yes. played for the Jets, yes. and now is playing for his third AFC East team. Yeah. And now he's going to be a member of the Miami Dolphins and gets a two-year contract and will be handsomely paid.
Yeah, he will be a little north of $11 million or something like that. And that's amazing for him. You know, if I'm a Dolphin fan, I don't know if I'm too happy to have the Harvard grad come in and be my quarterback. I don't think I'd be too ecstatic about it. Look, we saw glimpses when Winston was out, right, on that suspension for a few games with the Bucks. We saw Fitzmagic come to fold, right? What was it, something like 300-400 yards a game? He was talking, it was insane, like the numbers. We were talking about a whole bunch on our show here. And then it kind of just petered out and disappeared, you know, and it just stopped. So once I think coordinators and defensive players figured out what was going on, that kind of was shut down city. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens with him and the Dolphins. My gut tells me probably not good. This is not good. I don't think
so. Well, but he's better than Bortles.
Well,
he's better than anything.
Yeah, he's better than Bortles. Right.
I know you like Bortles, I know it's hard for you to say it, Taz. It's very sacrilege. Oh. I get it. But he's better than Bortles. Oh. I mean, just repeat after me. Ryan Fitzpatrick is better than Blake Bortles.
I will repeat it.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is
better than Bortles.
I know you love him.
I love Bortles.
It's like, oh my God, I can't bring myself to say it. I love Bortles.
Yeah.
But I guess if I'm trying to be really bad and I'm the Miami Dolphins, why sign a guy that I could win some games with? Because Ryan Fitzpatrick, you mentioned last year with Tampa, he had a good run for like a year up in Buffalo. He had a good run with the Jets where he was Fitzmagic, right? Mm-hmm. He's had good runs. Now, I'm not telling you the Dolphins are a particularly talented team, but that Jet team with Bowles wasn't overly gifted or talented. He just found a way, and that wasn't an overly gifted or talented Buffalo Bill team. So, if you're the Buffalo Bills, though, why not just stink? If you're going to be bad, why not own being really bad? I get bringing Bridgewater in because Bridgewater could be an answer for the future.
Absolutely.
Fitzpatrick is 35, 36 years old. 36, Fitzpatrick is not going to be an answer for the future. He's going to hold the fort till the future is ready to play down in Miami. But wouldn't it be better off to be the worst team in the NFL, be really bad, start, say, Bortles at quarterback, be an embarrassment, end up with the number one overall pick where you have a couple quarterbacks next year led by Tua that are expected to get everyone excited for the draft?
Yeah, I don't think Flores was going to want to do that at all. As the new head coach there coming out of that New England Patriots system, I get what you're saying, but I don't think he's going to want to like that. And yeah, and I know. You're probably saying it tongue-in-cheek.
I don't want Fitzpatrick to win. I don't want him, because here's the problem Miami has is I've got to find my future quarterback, right? My future quarterback isn't available via free agency, so I'm going to have to get him in the draft. The best possible way to get him in the draft is to have the highest pick NFL draft. I don't want to win football games next year.
Right.
My goal is to not win 6-7 games next year, 5 games. My goal is to hopefully be one of the two worst teams in the National Football League.
To get two or something like that.
Yeah, get one of the top quarterbacks coming out. That's my goal.
Correct. And for those that don't know, the Dolphins sit at 13 in the draft right now. Unless they somehow work their way up, who are they going to get? They're not going to get Kyler Murray. Maybe Haskins. I mean, but I think he's going to be a giant. But who knows? I mean,
I think he's going to be the two top quarterbacks are gone by the time 13 roll around.
Absolutely. I mean, there's. I don't see any Dan Marinos on that list.
But if you're Fitzpatrick, maybe
those Dan Marino days are gone.
Right, after his Dolphin days are over, maybe he'll sign up to be the backup of New England.
Maybe he's the next Matt Moore.
The quartet.
Another Matt Moore.
Right. The Lakers hit a new low. One NBA legend rips the king. We'll get into that. Oh, it was sweet. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.